Hallelujah. Today I'd like to talk about 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. This is based on some of the teachings that Pastor Ken did last night. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13, it says that there is hope, faith, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And one of the interesting things that I've learned yesterday from Pastor Ken is that these three elements are interrelated. So it's not like hope is standing independent of love, or love is standing independent of faith. They're all interrelated. So let's start with hope. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:1 that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so it begins with hope. And hope is just positive imaginations. It's like a thermostat. You set a goal, you set a dream, a positive imagination again. And then once you have that picture, we can use the faith, which is like the switch, to bring that reality from the heavenly places here on earth. And faith worketh by love, according to Galatians 5:6. So the motivating factor has got to be God's kind of love. When I say love, this is referring to the love of God. It's not talking about you got to love people more. You got to be more polite. You got to give more money and all these stuff. All these things are good, but they are byproducts of knowing how much Jesus loves you. By grace, he wants to give all things. So if we don't really believe that, then everything else will not work, because the greatest of these three is love, because God is the greatest of all, and God is love. And so love here is talking about God's unconditional love for you, primarily. And then as a result of that understanding, you'll be able to love other people more, because you cannot give what you don't have. So you've got to be full of the love of God in order for you to be able to give that love to other people. Now, if all we've got is just love, faith, and hope, then all we've got is just the full 100% manifestations of everything that God wants us to have. But sometimes, some of these things do not automatically happen, because there are three countering force to these three aspects of 1 Corinthians 13:13. The countering force for love is fear. Because the Bible says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So God does not give us fear, but he gave us love. And the Bible also says that fear has torment, but perfect love casts out fear. So the antidote for fear is God's love. But we have to realize that fear is the countering force of love. And we cannot tolerate fear of any kind. We cannot tolerate fear of any kind. The original Hebrew word for fear means the expectation of bad. And that is contrary to the love of God. The love of God is always there for your good. So you can expect the good, not the bad. The Lord says, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but love. Amen. What about faith? What's the countering force for faith? It's unbelief. Unbelief can come from ignorance, that you don't know, that healing is for today, prosperity is for today, healthy relationships are for you today. Then you cannot believe for what you don't even know. The second type of unbelief is wrong teaching. You know, the under the law kind of teaching. Well, you got to tithe more. You got to pray more. You got to get more intercessors to agree with you. And all this stuff. Not that all these things are wrong, but these things are not the reason why your prayers aren't answered. Because if you got just a tiny mustard size of faith, and all you've got is a pure faith, Jesus said that's enough to move mountains. And so if your faith is pure, unclouded by these unbelief, then all you've got is just God's kind of results. And the third kind of unbelief is the natural unbelief. Now, this is probably the more challenging unbelief, because this is not coming from the external, but this can come from your own conscience. This can come from your own heart. For example, if your body is in pain, and you say, in the name of Jesus, I command this pain to leave, and then the pain does not leave immediately, you know what? That's going to create a natural unbelief in your heart. And if you do not guard your heart, then you would say something like, well, it didn't work, and you allow the five physical senses to dominate you. But the Bible says, we live by faith and not by sight. Or we walk by faith and not by sight. We live by believing, not by seeing. And so it's important for us to counter the natural unbelief either through fasting or through just meditating on scripture and praying in tongues and say, I don't care what my feeling says. I don't care what other people say. I don't care even what my own heart says that are contrary to scripture. I am going to stand firm on the reality, on the fact that I have been healed. I have godly relationships. I am loved by my Father, and my Father will never leave me nor forsake me. And he loves me unconditionally, not based on my performance. So I'm going to stand firm against any unbelief that are saying things contrary to scripture. In fact, let every man be a liar, including myself, if I say or other people say anything that is contrary to what the scripture says about me. Amen. Hallelujah. So again, the countering force for faith would be unbelief. And then what's the countering force for hope? It's doubt. Doubt is what in the book of James called the double-minded person. you know, being tossed back and forth, to and fro. So it's like setting the thermostat to, let's say, 75 degrees, and then you change your mind. You are fickle and say, well, you know, maybe not 75. Let me change it to 65. And then you change it to 65. And then you switch it back again to 75. And then you switch it back again to 65. So you are double-minded, being tossed back and forth. And if God can be confused, God can be confused. Because if you want God to do something, then you have to move in one direction and not being distracted by two visions or two directions. Go to one particular goal, not two, one. And go to that direction and pursue that. And don't be afraid of mistakes, because God is already 5 to 10 steps ahead of you, and He had already fixed all of your mistakes. We need to put motion to our boat in order for God to be able to steer that boat and not be doubtful, because that's the countering force to the positive imagination, is the negative imagination. You are doubting. Well, maybe I don't really deserve, you know, this relationship. Or maybe I don't really deserve prosperity. Or maybe I don't really deserve health and all this stuff, because I have not been all that I should be. You know, all these things are negative imaginations. They are creating doubts. And these are the countering force for hope. And so we need to watch out for the FUDs, the fear, unbelief, and doubts, because they are the countering force to love, faith, and hope. And again, if all you've got is just pure love, pure faith, pure hope, then all you get is just God's kind of results. And the reason why sometimes we don't always get everything that we're believing for is because we allow the FUDs, we allow the fear, the unbelief, and the doubt to pollute the love, faith, and hope that we have in Christ Jesus. It's all by grace. It's not by works. Everything that God gives us, we receive them by grace, not because we are so holy, or we are so bad, or we are so lovely, or we're so ugly. It has nothing to do with us, but it has everything to do with Jesus, because Jesus has already done it all for us. Jesus did all the work. We get all the blessings, and to God be all the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.